Britain and America claim Iran-backed rebels are to blame for a drone strike in Jordan, killing three US troops, which Tehran denies. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Andrew Mitchell has told the Commons there are five vital steps needed to secure a sustainable permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war.
Forming a new Palestinian government for the West Bank and Gaza, accompanied by an international support package. Removing Hamas's capacity to launch attacks against Israel. The release of all Israeli hostages and the key Hamas leaders agreeing to leave Gaza.
Police looking for the mother of a newborn found dead in a pub toilet in Leeds insist they don't want to arrest her but ensure she receives immediate medical attention. The baby girl was discovered yesterday. She was reportedly stillborn. Karen Sykes is from Leeds Teaching Hospital NHS Trust.
We're really concerned about your medical, physical and emotional well-being at this point in time, and we urgently ask you to seek some medical help and advice.
Police investigating the deaths of two boys stabbed in Bristol on Saturday night have made a further two arrests, taking the total number of people in custody to four. Mason Rist, who was 15, and 16-year-old Max Dixon passed away in hospital yesterday. The King's been waving to crowds gathered outside the hospital he's been treated for an enlarged prostate for. His Majesty's now left the London clinic where he spent three nights. If a reading's confirmed, the UK's recorded a new record for the highest temperature for January. 19.9 degrees Celsius has been recorded in Acfree in northwest Scotland. And British tennis number one, Katie Balter, has progressed to the last 16 of the Linz Open. She eased to a straight sets victory over Italian sixth seed Jasmine Paolini. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Great news. Cheers, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it looks like tonight will turn mainly cloudy again early on, but through the night, a few showers will move in from the west. These ease in for most of us by dawn. A breezy and mild night with overnight lows of just 9. Now, tomorrow will start cloudy with the odd shower. Cannot be completely ruled out. Some brighter spells will develop from the northwest in the afternoon, but it's going to be another mild day with highs just hitting the double figures of 10.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. Don't impress me much. Yeah.
joking, right? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Don't impress me.
Oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. Don't impress me much. Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me
much. Welcome back to the last hour of Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, Monday the 29th of January. Oh, goodness me, it was a month since Christmas. It does seem like a year ago now. Well, I guess it was. Anyway, I'll be letting you know about the brand new survey that's out just in a minute. But shall we have another one from our Phoenix FM A-list? Go on in.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days,
you're
gonna find out who your friends are. You're gonna learn the hard way. One of these days,
one of these nights,
one of these days,
you're
gonna find out who. You gotta go your own way. It's true. Been trying to find a way of breaking through. We go back to 1992. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, even if would you hand me back when you see it?
It's okay.
Charlie's voice, love it. Yeah, that's busted with one of these days. Now, I've been promising you, haven't I, all day. Oh, well, for the last couple of hours anyway. But there's a new survey out now. Finally, experts are spending their money on something that I think's really important. Now, experts have been working out this timeless debate, right? And it's whether your eggs should be stored in the fridge or your cupboards, or whether the stores should actually be stored in the fridge and the cupboards. I'm losing you already. It's only the second sentence. Stay with me. I'm getting cracking on this. Depending on where you live in the world, though, could also kind of determine where the stores store your eggs. I'm ecstatic about this next bit. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm laughing at my own jokes. I know you're not. Anyway, the UK do not keep them in the fridge. But there's like Japan, Sweden, US have their eggs in the fridge. Right, we sit with kind of France and Italy with this one, right? So, interesting facts that actually scrambled my brain. I'm not apologising for that one. Countries that put the eggs in their fridges wash them. And so by doing so, what it does, it actually loses the protective layer, hence refrigerating them. But the UK and Europe vaccinate their chooks, so against salmonella. So that's why our eggs do not need to be put in the fridge in our stores. So there you go. Well, that's all for the surveys today, yokes. I've got more coming. Although I should have saved this for a Friday, but I'm going to stop because I am exhausted. So now here's the Pointer Sisters with I'm So, Yes, Excited.
Flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.
Now, at the end of the show, if you are listening for the first time, I always play the guest the intro out. So here's another sneak peek before we hear from Frey.
Guess the intro.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. He goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. Past his defense without granting
I'm Hi, this is Russell Hastings, and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, lovely Vixter will be here playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons even from 8pm tonight. And you can tune in on Mixcloud and you can see him live. Yes, and it does. The energy builds up. You can't help but move along with him. It's like you've got to do it. If you love that music, why wouldn't you? Then you need to tune in. Even if you're not sure, just give it a little peek and have a look. And it's great fun. It's interactive as well, so you can also message him as well. That's all going on. But before that, of course, the lovely Andy Gardner, fellow Hammer as well. 2 hours of all the best tunes, alternate indie and regular interviews as well. I don't think he's got anyone today, but that means there's even more time for brilliant music. And I know there's been loads of new releases, so he'll be in soon. Looking forward to catching up with Andy as well. And then we've got the playlist at 10 o'clock to Destination Dawn. But taking us up to the travel, we're going to have the latest song from Georgia Cole. This is A Little More Lost.
Sometimes I take a drive out to the beach. The ocean's my only real friend. Saturdays are for going out and losing out on sleep. So Sundays I spend the day in bed. Why am I wasting my time looking for the next highest? There's happiness. What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice if I wake up a little more lost? Here we go down the
around, you turn the other cheek. It's like you just can't ever get enough. So why am I wasting my time looking for the next high? If there's happiness here, what's the cost? What's the point of these nights or these whiskeys on ice? If I wake up a little more lost. Here we go. If I wake up a little more lost.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's queue in traffic on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Road, Redbridge roundabout. Travel times there are not unusual, 20 minutes. Now, the A127 South End Arterial Road westbound is closed. There's long delays due to the accident from Rat Lane, that's Rayleigh, to the Fair Glen interchange to Thundersley. Now, congestion to Hadley, Rayleigh, Rorith, South End and Basildon. And the A120 eastbound, slow traffic approaching Galley's Corner. In Brentwood, slow traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street of Wilson's Corner. And Chelmsford Westway A1016, slow traffic between Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. Also in Chelmsford, Chelmer Road, slow moving traffic between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy roundabout. And slow traffic on East Street, eastbound between Brook Street and St Andrews Street Avenue in Colchester. Now heading over to the rail, yes, the C2C at Fenchurch Street is still has a reduced service due to the industrial action. And heading over to the Tube for you, still severe delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Also, Underground Station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. It will be till June now, I think. Minor delays on the Docklands Light Railway as well between Canning Town and Bank, all due to a track fault. And that is it from the travel from me today. Now, Got Ye, featuring Kimbra, Somebody That I Used To Know. love that song. I often put that on my playlist. As I play for you as well, as I'm turning Andy. Andy Gardner, how are you?
Hello, Joe. You all right?
Yeah, all good. Thank you very much. Yes, very well. Yes.
Good.
Bit tired, but there you go.
Yeah, so you're much happier this week than you was last week, and a much better voice by the sound of it.
I was crying in my tea last week, wasn't I? Yes. Yeah, it was a long journey, but well worth it.
Oh, it always is when you get a win. A win on the road, yeah, is always special, isn't it?
It's a great attendance as well. Like, it was 6,120.
That's
24.
Very good.
Yeah, it's great ground.
That is good, considering
Ashton.
There was a lot of FA Cup matches on the telly, wasn't there?
Yeah. And what was really good there is there was loads of, because when you're going to watch women's football, a lot of the time it's sort of just directed at kids sometimes, you know, so you do get, which is great. So obviously kids should go to all the football. But I saw more adults going along just on their own, just for the beer and stuff like that, to go along and watch the game. And that was brilliant. I loved Ashton Gate and all the people in Bristol. Lovely, yes. But Amelie Thestrop, who was ex-West Ham, I thought that was going to come back to bite us, because she got a goal.
Yes, she did.
It was Lisa Evans as well.
Was it 1-0 to them at first, wasn't it?
We got Hayashi got the first goal.
Oh, right, okay.
First 10 to 15 minutes, something like that. So, and then, yeah, so we thought, oh, hang on, it's coming back to bite us. Lisa Evans, who left last week of West Ham, started playing for them. I thought that was going to come back to bite us, playing brilliant down the wing. But no, the mighty West Ham. We came through. I think it's because we were there and we were singing.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, yeah, ended up 2-1. We've actually got points on the table, and hopefully people leave Rhiann alone now.
Yes, because you're 3 points. You could have been adrift, couldn't you? But you're now 3 points.
Yeah, happy days.
City, yeah. While you was watching that, I was at New Lodge, and unfortunately, Billericay women lost a cup match to Exeter, who are very, they were a league below, but they're very well drilled. They seem stronger and bigger than a lot of the teams that Billericay have come up against at that sort of level, quite streetwise. And they were well-deserved 2-0 winners, Exeter.
Yeah.
In fact, Billericay didn't have a single shot on target.
Well, they did their job then, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. And I was actually talking to the Exeter goalkeeper's mum beforehand, and she said she doesn't get a lot to do, because apparently in their league they win every week. And she was expecting to be quite busy, and she was looking forward to being tested, but she wasn't tested at all, so it was very disappointing.
It's great. And what a team to be in when your goalkeeper's bored. Sitting there bored. Yeah. I mean, could be doing TikTok or something like that, couldn't they?
Yes, she could have been.
No, but it is a shame for Billericay to say they're coming so far.
They've still got the County Cup. Well, you can say final to come now, because the senior team have been drawn against the reserve team.
Yeah, that's big.
In the semi-final, So definitely one of them will be at the final at Colchester.
It seems that if people are listening who don't watch the football, it must seem really strange to hear the same name of the team being drawn together, doesn't it? But that is what cup matches are all about, aren't they? Good fun.
Right.
Yeah, so you enjoyed it, though?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good day out. And it was like the first day of spring yesterday. It was lovely over there.
Yeah, I know. I was going to go to Scotland rather than the French Riviera, to be fair, because it was, 20 degrees out there when it's home?
I know, yeah.
So what else have you been up to, and what's going on tonight?
I didn't go. I was supposed to go to Bognor Regis on Saturday, but ended up staying local for another Hutton match. They lost as well at home, so it wasn't a good weekend for my team.
It's your fault.
Yeah. on the show, I've got a joint album of the week this week. There was loads of stuff coming out this week. So we have the debut from New Dad from Galway. And also from San Francisco, previous guests on the show, The Umbrellas with their second album. I can't split them, so they're both album of the week this week. Also, we've got the return of Pillow Queens. And the great Leslie, who of course have been in this studio on your drive show.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know whether you've heard it, Joe, but a fantastic song by Sophie May. Have you heard that song?
No, go on.
Well, it's coming up three tracks in, so you must listen to that. It's a co-write with Matt Maltese.
Oh, right, okay.
Who is incredibly talented. Yes. So put the two together, it is one of the songs of the year. I've also got a new one from Chelmsford's very own Katie Four Kings. New artist, local artist from Canvey Island, Lois Leon. Yeah. With her debut single, and lots more besides. 86 TVs, of course, the ex-Maccabees, so I got them as well.
There's loads going on locally, though, to be fair. There's so there much happening. It's just that there's so many. We can fit so many in the studio, can't we? That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so we've both got people coming up as well soon. So yes. Hopefully, you know, we get a lot more in for this year as well.
Yes, as soon as the weather and the nights get longer, you will get more people travelling out to us, yeah.
Yeah, so how many tracks have we got again? Around 30, 31?
32.
You know I'm keeping a book on it.
Yeah.
30, yeah, we've got a 32.
32, and I've probably only got one repeat from last week as well. So it just shows you how much has been coming out.
Yeah, it's been non-stop. It's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going home so I can hear the show. And the third track in especially.
Yes.
Yes. Now, a band... actually, I want to ask you, BAXTR, do you remember?
Do you know what? Yeah, I heard you earlier mention them, and I'd completely forgotten all about them, because a lot of these bands, I sort of classed them as my kids, you know, when I first played them. Yeah, and then when, like, new dad, I said to them, you know, now you've got your debut album, you're adults now, I can let you go, you know.
It's weird, isn't it?
But Baxter, they sort of just faded away, didn't they? They were supposed to play at Hotbox in Chelmsford with Katie Four Kings. I did have a ticket for that, and then they cancelled that, and then they've just disappeared. I've just checked their socials and nothing on there. So it looks like they've gone. Yeah,
they cancelled some festivals as well. They had some festivals in 22, and they cancelled it. So I don't know. Going to have to find out. So if anybody does know, Radio at Phoenix FM, put Drive or Andy, or go onto our socials and do let us know. So you know, Baxter might be off doing solo. Yeah. BAXTR.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely love them. So I was like, oh, I must go and see them, and I never got to get a chance. Never mind. Still playing Pop We Trust. It's a brilliant one.
Yeah.
But anyway, coming up now, so I'll be listening to you soon, Andy. Thanks for that. Okay. Now, coming up now, we have Take That and These Days and our Shake It Off session. No, it's not Take That. It's going to be the 70s band Earth, Wind and Fire with September.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying with the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in I've wasted, been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
The best.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Our terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice, Brentwood Half.
Mikey's Breakfast.
In the news today, apparently Amanda Holden has sparked 235 Ofcom complaints with her plunging navy thigh-slit gown on Britain's Got Talent. Let's have a look at this, shall we? Let's go down here. Let's have a look. Oh, it is a bit plunging. Oh, I can see her socks.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
It's me, Michelle Ward. A prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed, basically, all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Oh, Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they die. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in the diet? Humour, really?
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, I was busy singing along to that then. Listen, thank you. Sorry. Andy was joining in with me as well, weren't you, Andy? Yeah. Singing along to his own song. But anyway, yeah, make sure you stay tuned for Andy, wouldn't you? It's a brilliant show tonight, as always. Now, thank you for joining me, keeping me company. Thanks so much for your suggestions. And remember, tomorrow, our links for the four at 4:30 are all to do with celestial. So anything in the titles at all to do with the moon, the stars, even heavenly, you can let me know. You can radio at phoenixfm.com or, of course, my socials, which you know by now. And even if you think, oh, I know a great one for Shake It Off sessions for Drive, do let me know and I'll give you the shout. Anyway, I will leave you with the guest, the intro, which was Green Green Grass and Flock of Seagulls. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a brilliant night. Bye.
She moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve. But the girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watch and learn. She sets the world on fire.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.